Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
All right, we're back with another episode of It Pays to Have Good Credit. It's around the holiday time. A lot of people are calling Sturgis Credit Repair and just reaching out to us and basically just asking general questions such as, what do you guys offer? What do you do? How fast can you fix my credit? What can you do for my credit? And, you know, I kind of want to publish a episode to the Sturgis Credit Repair business Facebook and Instagram page, kind of not really exactly trying to, you know, persuade certain things on people, but pretty much show hands on what exactly we do here at Sturgis Credit Repair. You know, a lot of people think it's just clicking a button and they can just automatically go from a 350 credit score to 850 credit score in a blink of an eye. You know, it's not that easy. I wish it was that easy. Sadly, you know, no one on earth would have bad credit if that was the case, right? But of course, some people do fall for, you know, crazy stories or crazy scams and things like that out there in the world. So first thing first, you know, Sturgis Credit Repair is a service pretty much for you if you don't have the time to do this yourself, like most Americans. If you're working 9 to 5 or, you know, overnight jobs, you just simply don't have time to keep following up with all of your disputes. Sturgis Credit Repair, or any credit service that's out there in the world, is a wonderful service for you to take care of those actions for you. Okay, we kind of attack all of those debt collectors and creditors that are reporting these negative items to your credit. And the reason why they're removed is, which I have all of these results here, I'm gonna show you if you are watching this episode. If you're listening to this on Spotify or any of the audio platforms, just kind of follow along, guys. But in a second here, I'm gonna go through some of these with you so you can kind of see what we see and do on a daily basis, okay? So long story short, any credit repair process or credit repair company that's out there, at the end of the day, is all the same thing, right? You're trying to get late payments removed, collection accounts removed. Pretty much, you want to find ways to get this information removed, right? And the process behind that is challenging these accounts with the credit bureaus, and they either have to verify the information, make sure it's correct, make sure it's complete, make sure that the companies who are reporting it are actually going to respond to the dispute investigations. And you would be surprised, let me move my phone here, you would be surprised, guys, how many of these types of accounts get deleted on a daily basis. You know, like for example here, these are results from last month that me personally, I posted to the Sturgis Credit Repair business page. Like, we have American Express credit card deleted, Chase Bank credit card deleted, Midland Credit Management, all of these debt collector companies that are on here as well have been deleted from our customers' credit reports. You know, there's so many options and ways you have when it comes to negative items reporting to your credit. A lot of people simply just give up and that stuff stays in their credit forever, and they never get ahead in life if they need to depend on credit, right? So let me show this to you guys, okay? And again, I'm going to hold this up to the camera, but I'm sure I'm going to edit this and kind of zoom in on some of this stuff here. So the process of credit repair, okay, there's two things we can do. One, we reach out directly with the credit bureaus and challenge this information, right? Okay, the credit bureaus are going to do their job. We have no control or no effect on what the credit bureaus do. Once we process the stuff on your behalf and send it to the credit bureaus handle it however they can, okay? We just kind of point out the obvious for the credit bureaus, and then they take care of it from there, and then they send a dis packet here. You know, for example, you can see some of these letters here from TransUnion and all the other different credit bureaus, pretty much with those results that I just showed you a second ago. We get those on a daily basis. But on the back end of things, although the credit bureaus are doing their job, we're also going directly with the creditor, okay? So this is a packet here, okay, guys? This is directly from Discover Bank, right? So we kind of reached out to Discover, let them know, like, hey, look, this is our client, or we have a mutual client. You know, they have great payment history with you guys. However, they may have missed a payment, or they just ended up getting the account, sent the collections. Like, what's going on with this? You know, can you send us the billing statements just so we can verify all the information that's reporting to their credit reports is accurate, right? Is lining up to what the credit bureaus are actually reporting. And as you see, Discover sent us a whole entire packet here. I mean, guys, this is no problem at all. I got the customer's name blocked off, but you can kind of see there. I mean, they sent all of their information along with the billing statements, the original credit application from, you know, when the client first applied for this account. But I mean, this is a long process, guys. You know, a lot of people think they can sign up for a service to help their credit, and within a week they're calling for an update and trying to say, hey, you know, what's going on? I didn't see anything change. And a lot of times I'm like, okay, I mean, I'm pretty sure these documents are still being mailed. You know, it probably even haven't even gotten into the hands of the department that it needs to get to at the credit bureau or at the creditor, right? So, you know, everything that we send out is a 30-day process. So if we reach out to a creditor, just like Discover here, they may take 30 to 45 days just to mail us this back. Will we request it just so we can see if everything is reporting like the credit bureau stated it should, right? You know, so, you know, the average person that stays enrolled with our service is probably anywhere between 4 and 6 months. That's probably where most people kind of sign up and they're like, okay, I'm going to see if this is worth it or not, you know? So, you know, that 4 to 6 month time frame. Of course, we have tons of clients who's been enrolled longer. They've seen great progress. However, hardship happens and they've added more things to their credit. They miss more payments and now they either have to sign back up or they're still enrolled and allowing us to see if we can kind of help them with the new stuff that hit their credit. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go on with the credit repair process that a lot of people think is a quick fix or, you know, overnight fix, or they think they can be done with the service in 2 weeks. No, guys, we have to send this stuff off, wait on the creditors to respond to us, wait on the credit bureaus to respond to us. And look, there's a lot of situations where the credit bureaus are like, okay, we don't agree with this. We're not going to change it. We don't agree that this item should be removed from the consumer's credit. So we're going to continue reporting it. And then we get something different from the creditor. And now we have to process a whole new round and kind of pretty much go back and forth. So there's been so many items, guys. There's so many items that's probably in this packet here to where there has been something verified and the credit bureaus turned around and deleted it, you know, 2 or 3 rounds later. You know, you never want to give up after you've already received your first no. It's almost like in business, you know, if you give up after the first customer says no, you're never going to succeed in life. You know, you're never going to grow if you kind of take no for an answer the first time and just give up. If I've, you know, for example, with me growing the Sturgis Credit Repair Company, if I've spoken with the first client and they called and reached out and want some information on credit repair, and I told them, you know, how everything works, and I asked if they were willing to sign up or if they wanted to sign up and they said no, if I just stopped and just gave up right from day one, I would never be here today with over, you know, 1400 clients enrolled in the service. It just wouldn't happen like that. So same thing with real life, or same thing with working on your credit. If the credit bureaus say no once, go again, see what else you can possibly challenge, see what else we can dispute. So there's a lot of steps behind what we do with the credit repair process, guys. And the reason why it is a month-to-month situation or a month-to-month service or, you know, not situation, but process is we have to wait on the responses. Your credit reports only update once every 30 days. The responses only comes to us once every 30 to 45 days, you know? So we send stuff off. We ask for supporting documents from the creditors. We have to get those documents lining up with the credit bureau's responses. If the credit bureaus have deleted some, however, they kept some of the items, we move to the next round. So that's pretty much how our process worked with the credit repair process. Other than that, guys, it's pretty straightforward. You know, a lot of times people get a bad feeling about this service or about the process, you know, I'm not talking about Sturgis Credit Repair, but just companies out there in the world in general, when it comes to credit, everyone is like, they hear the word credit or hear the word credit repair or company trying to help them with their credit, and it's like a switch goes off in their head and they're like, oh, I don't think it's real, or, you know, I want to make sure that this person is doing something right. You know, that's because they, 9 times out of 10, they probably used someone's service in the past that lied and said they can fix their credit within 2 weeks or 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, whatever the case is. And they probably spent so much money getting scammed and lied to where the people that's actually doing the real process and is a registered business, you know, we're doing the right thing. But however, a lot of people just have that bad trust in their head, which isn't a bad thing. But, you know, it's good that you have somebody like me who actually take time after hours to make these episodes and to publish them on the podcast platforms, kind of explaining and giving you more of a behind the scene process of what we do here at Sturgis Credit Repair. Other than that, guys, that's pretty much it. You know, it's pretty straightforward. I kind of broken down how things are deleted. Again, 9 times out of 10, they're unverified accounts. Inaccurate information is reporting, the account is reporting incomplete, or simply some of these companies did not respond within 30 days, which requires the credit bureaus to delete these accounts. Okay, so other than that, guys, it's that simple. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we have to wait on these responses from the creditors. Some months they may not respond to us. We have to send them a second notice like, hey, I requested these statements, I requested these documents from you, but no one from your bank or no one from your team responded to us. So guys, it's not us that, you know, may take another month to process something. We're doing everything for you. It's just a matter of fact of trying to get everyone to respond within a timely manner. And that's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.